We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Beis. V'ze shekosav Rabbeinu b'posuk v'yishasef Shmuel, related to what we've been discussing till now, we could understand what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Kuf Lamed Hei, in the first half of Likutei Moran, regarding the posuk v'yishasef Shmuel es Agag, that Shmuel sliced Agag, he cut him into four. That's the wording in the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the word vayeshasef is a very unusual word. It could have said vayechtach, you know, he cut him. That the word vayeshasef, shin samach pe, is Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach. The pasuk is being merames to the fact that the holidays, the Yomim Tovim, are times when the Malchus of Kedusha has a tremendous aliyah. And whenever the Malchus of Kedusha goes up, we know the Malchus of the Sitrachra goes down. So that the downfall of Agag, Agag is Amalek. Amalek is Rashis Goyim, the Pasuk says, the leader of all 70 nations. So he's the spearhead of the Malchus of the Sitrachra. And in the Zechus of Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach, the Yomim Tovim, by keeping the Yomim Tovim properly, we're zeichet to subdue completely the Malchus of the Sitrachra. And the reason why he cut him into four, Rabbeinu Zal says there that Dalet, the number Dalet represents the letter Dalet, and the number Dalet represents Malchus. The Malchus is always called Dala Va'anio, the Leslo Migarma Klum. The Malchus is represented by the moon, which has no light of its own. It receives from the sun. The wife is called the Malchus because she receives. She's the Mekabel. The Malchus, it says, Kol Hanacholam Hoilchem Alayam, all streams feed into the sea. The streams represent the other spheroids, the other midos of Hashem that feed into the Malchus. The Malchus is a keli, a vessel. So the Malchus is symbolized by the letter Dalet. And Rabbeinu Zal points out that's why on each one of the holidays, you have something with Dalet. On Pesach, you have the Dalet Koisos. On Sukkos, you have the Dalet Minim. On Shavuos, you have the Torah, which was passed on through four levels. Hashem taught it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the first, then the others came in. The Gemara shows, Rov, Ayesapra, you know, four passes that the Torah made when Hashem was transmitting it. Ki ze bechinas shebiyontif hu ha'olas ha'malchus mibein ha'klipois. Yontif is a time when the Malchus leaves. It exits from among the Klipois and it rises up into the Kedusha. Ki ze bechinas aliyos ha'malchus kishenizgala bechinas Hashem hu hu elikim. When it's revealed that Hashem is elikim, that Hashem is the king and Hashem and the Shekhinah are one, Bechinas Elikim Malki Mikedem. And we know that Hashem's name Elikim represents Malchus. As the Pasuk says, Velikim Malki Mikedem. Bechinas Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod. The Pasuk says Hashem is one and his name is one. Shem ze Bechinas Malchus. The term name, Shem, is a concept of Malchus. Kimoshikos of Shom. As Rabbeinu Zal points out, we have the pasuk Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusa Elyolam Voed. As Rabbeinu Zal points out in Torah Dalet, Vizehu Bitul HaKlipois. This is a concept of doing away with the Sitrachra, doing away with the Klipois. Kinezbatel Kol Hora, all the evil is eliminated. Rak Kuloy Toiv Kuloy Echod Kinezkalel. And we're left with all good. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes there regarding this pasuk, Shalidei Yontif Hu Bitul Hagadlus Alidei Hatzadikim. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that if a person wants to be able to eliminate Gadlus, Gadlus means arrogance, you know, the wrong type of pride, the way to do it is through keeping Yontif properly. By keeping Yontif properly, that's Tikkun HaMalchus, and also through the Tzadikim. Ayin Shom, look in Torah Kuf Lamed Hei, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ki ze bechinas Yontif, because this is what Yontif is about. Dahainu bitul el ho'ein soif, bebechinas rotzi v'shoiv konal. As we said in the previous shir, that Yontif is a time, Shabbos represents Kulay Toiv, Olam Haba, Yom Shekulay Toiv. Yontif is a time when we draw some of that light of the future, of Yom Shekulei Shabbos, of Olam Haba, into this world. We take Yom, we take the Yomim, of which there are Yemei Tov and Yemei Ra, and this day, which has been designated as a holiday, we make it Yom Toiv, meaning we plug it into that Kulei Toiv, that place that's all good. Umishom Mamshichim Hatzadikim Kedushakanal, and it's from that place that's called Kulei Toiv, that's where the Tzadikim draw holiness from. Shekol ze toloi betachles vanivus. And all of this is dependent on the highest degree of humbleness through their pure. B'mokim shatamoitze gedulosoi, shom atamoitze anvesanusoi, the Gemara says. You want to know where there's godless, where there's malchus of Kedusha, where there's anova, where there's humbleness. B'bechinas ayin, to the degree of nothingness. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Dalet, in the first half of Likut Imran. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, with this we could also understand the famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh. What the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about Shabbos, that Shabbos being superior to all the other Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. And the Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk, Chodsheichem u'moyadeichem sono nafshi. Hashem says that when the Jews misbehaved, I hated their Rosh Chodesh and I hated their holidays. But Shabbos, it doesn't mention. It only mentions Rosh Chodesh and Moadim. Val kein kosov, this is why the pasuk says, Chodsheichem u'moyadeichem sono nafshi, v'ilu Shabbos loy komar. It doesn't mention Shabbos there. K'moy shekosov b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. There, the Zohar HaKadosh is speaking about a specific item that when it comes to Yontif, a Jew is not really Yoytze, the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, if they don't have guests, if they don't give to others, if they don't make sure to give to other people. There's a Mishnah that says, which the Zohar HaKadosh quotes also, Ein bein Shabbos liYontif, ela ochel nefesh bilvad. There's two ways of translating that. The pshat of that is that the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is regarding the law of Ochel Nefesh. Regarding Ochel Nefesh. That when it comes to Yontif, you're allowed to do preparations, baking, cooking, those kind of things for Ochel Nefesh. When it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed. That's the pshat that everybody's used to. The Zohar HaKadosh gives another interpretation of that statement. Ein bein Shabbos liYontif ela Ochel Nefesh bilvad. The difference between Shabbos and Yontif is a person eating alone, bilvad meaning alone, by themselves. That on Shabbos, Shabbos represents so high a level of Kedusha that Hashem will not even be makbid, Hashem will not get angry, even if you're eating alone, even if you don't have guests. But Yontif, Hashem is yes, Hashem insists that you have guests. And it's for this, this is one of the reasons why we have the Ushpizen on Sukkos. On Pesach, we start the Haggadah with the words, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzroch Yesev Yivsech, inviting it, making it clear that we're inviting company. So now, Rabnosenzal says, Ki Yontif Shekdusha Say Toloi B'Yisrael, because Yontif, whose Kedusha is dependent on Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'hazmanim. The Kedusha of Yontif depends on us. The rabbis are the ones who declare when is Rosh Chodesh, and it's from there that we know when Yontif is. Eile Moyade Hashem ar shetikra'u atem b'moyadam. The Gemara Darshans. Oysam, the word oysam is spelled the same way as atem. These are the holidays which you declare. The Gemara says in one place that the Malachim come to ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? When are you going to be sitting? Hashem says, what do you mean? Go down and... When they say, when they declare Rosh Chodesh, that's when we'll know. Okay, Ki Yontif Shekdushas Tol B'Yisrael Alkein Me'achar She'Yisrael Einom Hagunim Chas V'Shalom. Since the Kedusha of Yontif depends on Klal Yisrael, when the Jews Chas V'Shalom are not behaving properly, Alkein Gam HaYom Tov Shekol Kedushas Mehem Gam Kein Einoy Niskabel Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, Yontif, whose Kedusha is dependent on Klal Yisrael, so the Yontif also, is not received warmly by Hashem. That's why Hashem says, you were bad, you were terrible, you committed sins, and chodsheichem u'moyadeichem son anafshi, and I despised your yomim tovim. Because Yom Tov is connected to us. It's dependent on us. When we go down, chas v'shalom, Yom Tov goes down. Aval Shabbos, shu kodosh me'elov, whereas Shabbos, whose Kedusha is not dependent on us, it comes on its own. It's kvi v'kayma. Hashem established it at the time of creation. Al kein einoi nivgam al yidei pegam shel Yisrael chas v'shalom. The Kedusha of Shabbos is not marred in any way, is not harmed in any way, if chas v'shalom, we don't behave properly. Shabbos is still in its place, in its shlemus. V'al kein b'yontev mutar oichel nefesh. And it's for this reason also, now we go back to the other translation of that Mishnah. That's why on yontev, you are allowed to do malachas that are related to oichel nefesh, because since the Kiddush of Yontif is dependent on Klal Yisrael, on our Nefoshos, we are the ones who instill the Kiddusha into Yontif. Therefore, what our nefesh needs, the needs of the Jewish nefesh, food, eating, those kind of things, are not forbidden to us. Since the whole Kiddusha of Yontif is coming from the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael, so what the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael need is obviously not forbidden on Yontif. Ki ha-nefesh hu lamala me-ha-yontif. Because the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael are above Yontif. We are mashpia to the Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. We're first. The Kedusha Hashem puts Kedusha into us, and we transmit it into Yontif. Aval kol hamalochos bevaday asurim, whereas all other types of work that are not related to Eichel Nefesh are definitely forbidden. Why? Ki hu yoim toiv. Because this is a good day. It's a day of blessing. Dahainu bitul hora, which means we've gotten rid of the ra. Shehu bitul kol halametes malochos sheboim al yedei etz hadas toivora, which means we've eliminated the curse, the ra, which malocha represents. Malocha came into being as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the etz hadas, which was toiv vora. When they chose to get involved with this mix of good and bad, Hashem's response to that was bezeya sapecha toichalechem. The curse of work. The 39 malachos correspond to the 39 curses that Hashem actually gave when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Hashem gave 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth. So those 39 klolos manifest themselves in the suffering and difficulty that a Jew goes through trying to earn a livelihood, the struggle, the itzavon, that aspect of it. So therefore, if this is yom toiv, malacha has no place there. It's only those things that pertain to oichel nefesh, we said, because since yontev gets its kedusha from the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael, so what you need for oichel nefesh is okay. Aval Shabbos hulamalo, but Shabbos is above all of this. Ve'enoi toli b'kedushas Yisrael. Shabbos is not dependent on the kedusha of Yisrael. Whether we are kadosh or not, Shabbos is still in its high holy place. Al kein osur afilu mashu tzorech hanefesh. Therefore, even malachas that are related to nefesh, to our nefesh, on Shabbos, they're out. Ki hu shviso legamri, because Shabbos is total rest, total abstention. Bechinas yoim shekuloi Shabbos. It's a day that's all rest, all abstention. She'oz yizbatel hakoil, connecting to that day in the future when everything will be eliminated, all ra will be eliminated completely. Ve'ein boi shum asiya. And therefore Shabbos is not a time for asiya, for doing, you know, doing malacha in any way. Rak mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. But rather, the Gemara says, whoever made the right preparations before Shabbos, that person will have what they need for Shabbos. paragraph Dalet, V'al kein yesh deois shemuktza af al pi shemutar b'shabbes osar b'yomtif. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says there are opinions in halacha that say that a certain kind of muktzah, there's a type of muktzah, which even though on Shabbos it's okay, on Yontif it's not okay, it's forbidden. Dehainu, peirois hamuktzim, fruit that has been set aside. Shebishabbos ein tzorech hazmona. On Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, you don't have to make a special hazmona. You don't have to say beforehand that you're reserving this for Shabbos. Havel b'yontif, tzorech hazmona. Whereas on for yontif, it does require hazmona. Does require designation. Shetzorech loymar, mikan, from here I'm going to be taking, you know, the fruits for yontif. Ayin b'shulchan aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes such an opinion. Kiz, Rav Nosson Zal explains, kize yodua, because this is a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah, shebemokim shetzorech legareish hasitrachra ulahazmin hagdusha, that when there's a place where the sitrachra is present, and you want to remove the sitrachra, and you want to invite the kedusha to take its place, shom tzrichin hazmona bepeh, that requires a statement, verbalizing. You have to say that you're being makdish this place. A place where the sitrachra already was. For example, let's say a place that was designated as a bathroom. And now you want to change that. You want to be able to use that room for a kedusha, for a shul or something like that. There are opinions in halach that say you must have hazmona bepeh. You have to say, because the sitrachra was there already, and now you're trying to change it, to completely change it from black to white, there has to be hazmona bepeh. K'may shekosu b'zoyar u'b'ksovim, as is brought in the Zoyar HaKodesh and the Kisvi Arizal, she'al kein tzrichen loymar koidim birches hamozoim, havlon v'nevorech. That this is also the reason why before we start benching, we need zimun. There's a concept of zimun. What is zimun? Where we're declaring verbally, we're ready to bench. We're getting ready to bench. What is that? You know, how come it? The answer is because of the fact that in the achila, there's mayim achroinim, there's a concept of the sitrachra being involved also. Therefore, now when we want to invite the kedusha, we want to draw upon ourselves the full kedusha, it requires this hazmona. V'alkein, therefore, b'yontif, when it comes to yontif, shetzrichen likrois hakedusha l'shom, where, as we learned earlier, when it comes to yontif, you have to announce the kedusha. You have to declare the kedusha. We say mikroi kodesh. All the yontif are called mikro kodesh. They proclaim Hashem's holiness. Bechinas mikro kodesh ulahachnia hara shel shar hamalchius shel umois. And on yontif, we're trying to weaken and to subdue the evil of the other kingdom, of the malchus of the other nations, shehem hasitrachro, who represent the other side. Alkein achilas yontif tzorech hazmona bepeh davka. That's why, when it comes to the food that you're going to be using for yontif, it requires hazmona bepeh. You have to say that this is the food I'm designating for yontif. Kedei legareish hasitrachra, in order to chase away, to get rid of the sitrachra that was in that place, ulahazmin hakedusha shom, and to invite the kedusha to come in there. Avol Shabbos, whereas when it comes to Shabbos, kodosh me'elov, Shabbos is kodosh by itself, intrinsically, by itself. Ve'ein shum achizah l'sitrachra klal, and there is no place. The sitrachra has no hold on Shabbos whatsoever. They're totally out. Ki hu b'chinas almadosikon, because Shabbos is referred to as Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, it's called Yom Shekulay Toiv. There's only good. Al kein ein tzorech hazmona. Therefore, there's no need for the hazmona. The hazmona is only where we acknowledge that there's tuma, there's a sitrachra, and we're trying to push the sitrachra out and move in the kedusha. There it requires hazmona. When we're dealing with Shabbos, there was not, the sitrachra never had a place there to begin with. Period. Baruch Hashem.